One of the things that was very striking, as you mentioned, is the fact that there was already a significant benefit in terms of survival, again, with only 2 years of median follow-up. And one of the explanations has been, quote, these patients have HER2 positive tumors. It's a worse prognosis. They die more quickly, and that's why we were able to see that more events. Does that seem likely to you?
I need to go back and take a look at the issue about death. But in terms of relapse, the arm of the most current study that did not get the Herceptin, essentially the arm that got AC times 4, followed by Taxol times 4, they had a disease-free survival of 75% at 3 years. If you look historically back just a decade, the same regimen as applied in 93-44, where it was the experimental arm, it was the arm in which taxanes were the first time being added, has a similar population of patients and had a 74% disease-free survival. Now, that earlier study did not have patients that were selected to only be HER2 positive. So I think the weight of the evidence is that these patients really have a slightly worse prognosis, but not a strikingly worse prognosis, the patients in the Herceptin trials than in historic trials.
Another thing that was very striking in the combined analysis was the hazard rate for relapse, which at 3 years, even though there were not that many events, was very, very low in the trastuzumab arm. And when I interviewed Ed Raymond about this, he commented on that and said, if this holds up with more follow-up, quote, maybe we're looking at a cure. What do you think about that?
Well, I am skeptical about the hazard rate numbers. We need to remember that these studies were initiated really and began to really accrue solidly in 2001, and that the median follow-up is only 2 years, so that there's a lot of uncertainty about what the hazard rates really are over time. I think nonetheless that this could be really a breakthrough trial because we haven't seen the most important part yet, and that is the effects on late hazard rates. Cytotoxic chemotherapy has its most powerful effects on the early relapses, so that if you take a look at the proportional risk reductions within the first couple years, they're truly spectacular, but they look less impressive when you've averaged the proportional risk reduction over 10 years. And that's because they have very little effect on late relapse. If Herceptin has a powerful effect on late relapse, it will really have spectacular effects because it will move the effectiveness of therapy into a domain against a class of tumor recurrences which we really have not had effective therapy for in the past.